court cases back and forth. We all remember what happened in 2019, especially to the APC. Well, it seems to be looking like a repeat of that could happen. Well, the party has said that will not be the case and cannot be the case. If you're aware, if you've been following proceedings yesterday, reports came out, the judgment from a court, a high court in Port Harcourt, that nullified primaries of the APC. And you know what that meant. If the primaries have been nullified, it puts the candidates of the party in a certain tight position. Well, the court gave that decision yesterday. The suit was brought before the court by some aggrieved members of the party who had, during the primaries of the party, lamented exclusion from the process. Now, that isn't enough. The party spokesperson, Darlington Wauju, said that the party will appeal the judgment. How soon that's going to happen, we do not know, but would assume pretty soon. My guest today is the APC campaign spokesperson in Rivers State, Sogbeye Eli. He will be talking to us about the fortunes of the party coming into the campaign season ahead of 2023. The court's judgment that nullified the primaries conducted by the party, and whether or not the party has what it takes to navigate these waters and avoid a repeat of 2019. We're live on Facebook and on Twitter. And this is a question we're asking you on Facebook. Is the APC on the verge of a repeat of 2019? Huge question. You can watch us live and contribute as well on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. You can also watch us live and contribute on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. We now go over to my guests. Mr. Eli, good morning to you and welcome.
Good morning, thanks for having me.
Very fine, thank you very much. Even though you murdered my name, I'm good.
sorry.
There's no problem with that. I'm fine with it. But now to the conversation. First of all, I would need you to clarify, because there's been a lot of mix-up. People have said that the PDP is the one who took you guys to court, and the judgment that came yesterday was the case with the PDP. We were aware that the PDP had taken your party to court. But this particular case, who instituted it? Is it the PDP or members of the APC at the time?
Well, thank you for your wonderful question and opportunity you've given us to add our voice to this issue to the extent that we need to clarify the position so that people are not misled. I think that from the calls I've received and from what I've read on social media, a lot of misinformation is being peddled, and we need to clear that. First and foremost, the persons who were caught at the federal court, upon which basis that court judgment was handed down yesterday, are not members of the APC. I wouldn't know if they're members of the PDP, is SDP, Action Alliance, or any other political party, but they are clearly not members of the APC,
so,
within the context and meaning of the law.
Eli, let me interrupt you, and I want you to clarify for us again. So you're saying that those people who had protested exclusion from your primaries at the time aren't members of your party, they're not card-carrying members of the APC, you don't have any sort of have them registered in any sort of way?
Well, if you're obliged to have access to the records of the courts, the records of proceedings are led to yesterday's judgment. Our party, the All Progressives Congress, has led evidence in accordance with Section 77 of the Electoral Act 2022 to show that the claimants or plaintiffs are not members of our party. Now, the party tendered the evidence of the rest of members of the APC in the state that was submitted to INEC in accordance with Section 77, sub 2 of the Electoral Act. 2022. I wish I can say after I wait for you, line for line, word for word, verbatim. You see what the provision is all about. But succinctly put, the party, every political party, is under obligation to send a list of members, office members, parliament, within 30 days, 30 days before the date fixed for the party primaries or Congress or convention. All right, that register does not have the names of judge, whatever there is in the group that went to court. So to that extent alone, you cannot say they are members of the party, let alone alleged destitution, whether lawfully or unlawfully.
Before
the court, yes.
Okay, I hope you do not mind us trying to get proper clarity so our listener would understand. So you are saying these people never registered, or if we are going by the judgment, as at the time that they are registered, they cannot be counted as members of the party?
I just told you, let me make the point again clear, that it's not a question of my word against your word. It's a question of documentary evidence that the party challenged this action in its defense by bringing evidence that the fellows are not members of the party and therefore under the Electoral Act cannot commence this action. They cannot, because they don't have the grounds in law to do so. I'm a member of the APC. I cannot go to court today and ask the court to look at what these two did in PDP. I want to participate, they stopped me. But the PDP is also bound by Section 77. Subject of the letter of activity to submit the list, the membership register to INEC 30 days to the primaries. If you're not found on a party's register, then you're not eligible to talk about the Congress or the primaries that you're complaining about. It's as simple as ABC, sir.
Okay, so because that verification, they were in parts.
In the past,
these people you mentioned now were in. Go ahead.
Yeah, whether or not a claim to be members of APC, you cannot say I'm a student of the University of Port Harcourt when you're not a matriculated student of the university. The register is what proves membership. I know people moving about the political parties because without
prejudice. What does it take? What is the requirement to be a member of your party? How do you register and say you're a member of the APC?
It's not a secret call. You go to your ward and they do understand the word level. And your name is captured on the register, and then the card is issued to you, slip is issued to you.
So these individuals.
That register is kept in the custody of the party secretary. Alright? At every level. And then transmitted to the state secretary, and then it goes on to the national secretary of the party. So you can say this is number of members of in River State, in Niger State, in Sokoto State, in Gombe State,
okay.
For example.
Okay.
So you can have a slip, but your name must be on the party register.
Okay. So you can be you can have a slip, but if your name is not in the register of the party, you're not a member.
It makes you manufacture the slip somewhere. Because two things happen. At the part of the station, before they share your slip and give it to you, the party register has captured it first. That thing they give a slip is torn off in the same format. And then it's transmitted to the hardback. The party register is a hardback book, like a very big book. So that same data that you provided be transferred to the hardback. That hardback is what that they submit to INEC 30 days to the primaries.
Okay, so you are suggesting that these people, perhaps, if they have that slip, they might have manufactured it from somewhere.
I'm not suggesting, I'm just saying this is what the law is. They've not shown you that this is a slip. They didn't show the courts, whatever they showed the courts. But the party have filed a defense. They're very valid on that.
And okay.
In the courts, next, the further pronouncement on this, I wish that we leave it at that. But I just made it very clear that these guys who went to court upon which basis the judgment was delivered yesterday are not, by law, members of a party in accordance with the provisions of Section 77, sub 2 of the Electoral Act 2022.
Some conversations that have been held, reports that have been filtering in that we have heard, is, and I want you to clarify, is it also possible that the party can expel or remove the name of a member who registered from its list. So even that would mean even if the member has a slip from wherever, he is not on the list, so he would not be a party member. That has been some speculations that have been pushed around or peddled around. Is that something that is possible within the party system? Public space. And that's why we're having you, so you can clarify whether that's something that can be done or can't be done.
And now, is it within the context of this action?
Within the context of this particular action, a possibility that, the party could have gone to remove these people's names and blah, blah, blah. So is that something that is possible?
The party can remove your party.
Okay. So then, it's the... Mr. Eli, can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Because we're struggling to hear you, I don't know if you can move around a bit. Perhaps the location you're in now, the network isn't very solid. All right, then. So tell us, if these people, like we've established from every angle, that it's not possible from what you have said, and constitutionally, as you have quoted, these people cannot be members of the party. Did the party sell forms to these people? Did they have any proof that they paid money into the party account to acquire forms?
I hope we're not going to appeal over the person has in court already. But let me just clear some doubts. When a party sells nomination forms for party primaries or congresses, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. The party will have put back account details in that advertisement. So anybody, every time they can hire you, can look in a back confirm and pay and then get a seller. That's not ask for a membership slip. I'm not that. You simply come and say, I want to pay this amount to stock out, and I'm giving a seller. It is that how you proceed into the party, and now send that your form.
Mm.
So when it comes to the issue of who pays for something in the bank, there's not enough for anybody to go to the bank and say, look, I'm paying this money in this name. The number is at the bank account, and the money is given to you.
So are you suggesting that your party can collect money from anybody who pays in? There is no system that ensures that only party members can pay?
You're wrong. I told you that when a party advertises to sell forms for elections, there's some law that says you must produce your receipt to the bank. So any bank has out of mischief or intention to make trouble can go to any bank and pay for anything and then make trouble.
Exactly what I'm saying.
Was not getting the form.
So does the party have a system that verifies that money that comes in, who it comes in from, and if that person is a member? I mean, if you're selling a form for a certain office or position, that's as important as the ones that we have, whether it's local government, whether it's governorship, whether it's presidency. I'm sure that the party should know or have an idea of which people are interested in this and people that are purchasing form. So I want you to clarify that angle for us. Anybody can go into the bank and pay and for the purposes of causing trouble, like you have said. But then doesn't the party have a system to know that this person, this money that's coming in, this person isn't familiar? we don't know who this is. We did not even see you come to pick up your form. Because if a person pays, it means he has to come pick up the form. So is there a system that checks this for the party?
It's as simple as ABC. The party has a register of members. So if you go purchase a form, let's say you pay for a form somewhere in the bank, Bank A or Bank B, where the party has accounts, domicile, and approach the party secretary where the forms are issued. But for children, you are not issued a form. You can't commit an action against the party on the grounds of this evidence I paid, this is my membership evidence, this is my letter called determine that. That's a simple question of fraud. Either I go to the police and go by civil action. Then look, I'm a member of the party, I take the form, this has happened, that has happened. But the party has a register to control members. Okay? Why would there always be that when these issues come up, it's only about member states? How come another guy this is about state of the federation? How come other state of the federation don't have members of the party always in court against the party?
All right.
So these are issues. We don't have to be emotional about this. There's a monkey hand in the soup. I'm going to understand which monkey hand this is. This I'm not done very well, and I just quoted for you, especially in the letter, like not having for me. Let me read for you section 77, sub 2 and 3. Now, if I'm going to say for 77, sub 1, right? A proper party invested under this act can be a body corporate with perpetual succession and a common seal and a seal and be sued in its corporate name. Sub 2 of section 77 says, every registered political party shall maintain the register of its members in both hard and soft copy. Section 77 sub 3 now says, each political party shall make such register available to the commission not later than 30 days before the date fixed for the party primaries, congresses, or convention.
Okay, Mr. Eli.
So, when I told you that, yes.
Just sorry to interrupt you.
In accordance with Section 7.3, I read up for my neck. That is how I was sent out before the court. That gives us the SEC. This is the point I'm making, sir.
Okay, I get your point. But we have to go for a short commercial. When we return, the conversation will continue because I would be asking you from what you have said from the Electoral Act, is it also possible or not possible that the party can tamper with the register? And I'll tell you why I'm asking this question, because a member of your party was with us in the studio and hinted on certain activities that your party had carried out under the past administration to frustrate other parties from carrying out campaigns. When we return from the break, you'll clarify all of this for us. Just stay on the line for us. Still Nigerian for 92.3, live on Facebook and Twitter. Drop your questions on WhatsApp as well. We'll be right back.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, we're back and live on 92.3 Nigeria Info. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH and on Twitter as well at Nigeria Info PH. My guest is the Rivers APC Campaign Council spokesperson, Sogbeye Eli. And, big question we're asking you on Facebook is the APC on the verge of a repeat of 2019? Well, not according to the statement of the party, but what do you think? Let us know on Facebook and on Twitter at NigerianFPH. You can also get to us on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. Possibly you have questions you want me to ask. Send them to us on WhatsApp. Let's get to my guest, Mr. Eli. Thank you for your patience and staying on the line for us.
Thank you all, me.
Okay, so quickly, speaking of from when we left off, we have to wrap this up in 2 minutes so we can go to the phone lines. You have read out what the Electoral Act says, specific sections of it, and I brought up something about, is it possible for the party to tamper with the register? And I'm asking this question based off of what a member of your party, Tony Okocha, had said when he was here with us, talking about some way the APC did its business under the past administration while he tried to stifle opposition parties at the time from campaigning. Looking at that, many would say if the party had the tendency of acting in that way, then it's possible it can do anything now. So clearly just state, is it possible for the party to tamper with?
From your culture,
yes,
about what the last name is called, he's competent to speak for the party and on the party position, so does not know what happened in the past. If he served in the government and the government did anything to stifle the position, he is liable to face prosecution, and I think that should be taken about that. Not the party, the party is not on government. Members of the party can be in government, but the party is not on government. So any action of the government should force squarely an apprentice of that government, not the party.
All right, thank you for clarifying that.
In a situation where people's political parties like it's in close. So if he says that is part of the criminality, he should be arrested and prosecuted. As he himself did, as she was
all right, and then one more thing quickly. The statement from your party, this is what it reads, and I'll just take it out for you so you listen. APC in Rivers State says, all those who went to court are now members of the Social Democratic Party, SDP. The spokesperson of your party, Darlington Wowju, in a statement said that the issue that led to the judgment is entirely an internal party affair. And he said that the party will appeal the judgment, which we would say is the next step for you. But one thing I want to point out is the fact that he did not say, the official statement from your party did not say that those people who went to court are not members of your party. It actually says that they are now members of the SDP. It didn't say that they were never members of the APC. And he also alluded to the fact that it's an internal party affair, I beg your pardon, which would insinuate that these people should not have gone to court. Is that what it is?
Let me clear it down. Maybe you didn't get what you said, or you put him out of context. Why a man says it's an internal affair with the party? Well, I said that the matter for the court, it's the matter for the court, the determination of an issue that happened within the APC, congresses, telephones, whatever, right? It's within the APC. It's an internal affair with the party. That's what that means. On the other hand, that they are coming out of the SDP, it's for the third party spokesman that would you to defend that. But it's clearly means that he knows them to be SDP members. They were members of the APC. I have told you anybody could approach any band and do for any teller to
the statement says did not say that they were members of the SDP. It says that they are now members of the SDP.
That's the point I'm making. So they are members of the SDP from the PDP, from the third party. They are now members of SDP. They could have come from PDP, any party, not the APC. I'm saying,
but this case was not in court now. That's the point I'm making as well.
I refer to you, speed authority, not Darlington. I told that the party sent out her register. So there's an iron neck in the court as evidence.
Okay.
So the project former claims of members of the party, these plaintiffs are claiming. The party register is a document, it speaks for itself. What Darlington told you, or what the simple Darlington issue said, the court brought evidence of the register in tender. So that's why I make the family members other question or that allegation in court. That is a superior argument. That's how we stand.
All right.
That's why I have the next of these fellows who are plaintiffs.
All right.
It's now evidence of the court records.
So in conclusion, after this particular case, which of course your party has said it's going to appeal its judgment, Would the party be suing these other people, George Olu and four others who had approached the court, since you have stated that they are not your party members, but then they have acted in this manner? Is the party going to take them to court?
Well, I'm not the party executive. I don't know what the party is thinking about what they'll do to them. I speak for the campaign, and I think that those years are not about one man sitting out to fight. The party has
organized.
Okay. The state committee of the party will ratify it before any action is taken.
All right, and then for the campaigns you just mentioned, Executive Order 21, briefly, 1 minute. What is your party, your candidate, saying about Executive Order 21? Are you finding alternative means to make to your campaigns, or are you paying the monies that the state government has said should be paid if you are to use certain facilities?
I think I should have put the question to you. You as journalist, what is the part of the Executive Order 21 because it's a clear violation of the Electoral Act and the Constitution? And we can go ahead and fight the law.
Some lawyers would disagree. Okay, is your party taking the government to court then, so we get proper interpretation?
What the party will do is for the party to decide. I'm not the party of staff. I mean, the issue touches on campaign. What so, we do is not what we want to announce on the radio. But we'll have somebody that's carrying an elephant meat on the set. We're not doing it for snail with the seats.
So your candidate. So you're saying your candidate at the moment, you're saying your candidate at the moment and the party hasn't taken a decision as to whether or not they are going to take this particular matter to court for better interpretation. Is that what you're saying?
When they do, they will speak. I'm not right to make fun of that. What is it public?
All right, Mr.
I cannot
Eli.
Have information now. Because it's not within my knowledge.
All right, thank you very much for your time, but we have to let you go now, so we move over to the phone lines and take calls from our listener. You've been amazing. Hopefully we have you here again for more conversation.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Thank you very much. Right, quickly, we open up the phone lines and let us hear from you. We know we had to pay some bills and that took an ample amount of the time, but not so much that we cannot make time for you. So 0817923-0002. Sonny is already on the line. Please try and endeavor to be short and precise.
From Port Harcourt.
Sonny, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Okay, Hello?
Go on, Sonny.
Okay, I just wanted to say that the judgment should be viewed as a welcome punishment for impunity and the lack of internal democracy within the APC and River State. It is rather unfortunate that the same fate that befell the party in 2019 is gradually playing out again. This should be a challenge, actually, to the national leadership of the party to quickly step in and ensure that it purges itself from undemocratic elements who continue to elevate their personal ego at the expense of the generality of the interests of members of the party. Our worry is that the judgment has two major implications. The first implication is that the judgment has the potential to limit electoral pluralism in the state. The second worry is that it also has implications.
But we have several other political parties. We have the SDP, we have Accord Party, we have Labour Party.
So be on the alert, so that some elements who may want to take advantage of the judgment to cause a problem in the state can quickly be arrested. So we're using this opportunity to call on those affected to explore the legal opportunities.
Thank you very much. JJ from Rumigbo, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
You're welcome.
I listened to your guest with keen interest. Let me greet him this morning. I want to ask, the first question is, the chairman of the APC, Emeka Bekele, was asking for about 25% of the entire money that they used to buy from in River State, which he claimed is over 1 billion. The 1 billion, if you say the other people are not your members, and they paid money, why is it that your chairman wants to benefit from the share of the money.
Did the chairman ever say that he wanted to benefit from the monies that
were over 1 billion were used to bus form from River State here, and that they should bring 25% of the money to the River State PC. If not, they won't support the presidential candidate.
Okay. Now you've put it in proper perspective. If you had not explained, many would think you meant he needed the money for himself. I just wanted you to clarify. Go on.
Now, that is one. On the second part is, do you sell form to everybody, like somebody coming to buy a car from the roadside, if they are not your members? And thirdly, in the campaign council, you also have people who you claim are not your members at the top of campaign council. That they are not your member in the state, but they are your members at the national.
All right, JJ, thank you. Gift from Yenegua. You're welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, it's me, Andrew.
You're welcome, Gift. Go on.
Yes, it's me, Andrew. This judgment yesterday is a welcome development. Impunity is what is reigning supreme in that political party. I can beat my chest and say that over and over again. And they are thinking nobody can do anything. That is the meaning of impunity. Hey, if you remember 2019, this was how they were coming on air, abusing the ruling party in the state, which is the position of the national government, which is APC and Buhari. They will come and discuss and tell you Justice Wogu judgment is nothing but an ordinary paper and all the rest, that when you get to a few court, something will happen, it got to appeal court, nothing happened, it got to Supreme Court. And Supreme Court used a particular word that I'm not supposed to use here on air this morning. It abused this APC in River State. I don't want to repeat it. Go back to that judgment, then you understand.
All right.
This is what they have repeated again. Because we remember what they did to their own members. And this morning, I was even surprised before this very program, they were accusing Wike. They were accusing PDP. Meanwhile, they took PDP also to court.
All right, Gift, thank you. Alozie from Omuma, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
All right, straight to the point.
All right. Andrew, the ruling yesterday in the High Court here in Port Harcourt, I will not say that the people who take APC to court are not members of APC. But there is something I discovered about that ruling. If you want to remove any party from contesting the general election, there are things that the court should put into cognizance. You talk about the party structure. You talk about the parallel congress that produced this candidate. And you see if the party refused this other contestant from going for primaries, and the court did not put this into cognizance, and they give the ruling. What I want to say this morning is this. It's obvious that Rivers people who have seen this over time, even in 2019, that this has been the manipulative kind gesture of the court here in River State. And one will ask, why is it that every year the issue of APC and PDP to court remains peculiar? Why other states? It's unfortunate that the rule of law is being manipulated in this particular state.
Well, that wouldn't be the case. If you must know, the APC and PDP going to court with each other isn't just peculiar to River State. But then this particular judgment isn't anything to do with the PDP. We're just trying to clarify that. The judgment, yes, the PDP has a case in court with the APC, but it isn't this one that had a judgment yesterday, which the APC has said it's going to appeal. On Facebook, I just take one or two messages. Happy Michael says, if the lower court judgment is appealed at the Supreme Court, this means it will also affect the APC presidential candidate. Thank God Ability says, I wonder why one man will single-handedly pick all delegates that will vote for primaries. Well, and King Chigozialo says, Port Harcourt Federal High Court rule is obviously manipulative. All right. Well, thank you very much. But this is where we wrap things up on the show. Unfortunately, I can't take your WhatsApp messages. I'm trying to do that. But for one reason or the other, I'm pretty sure service providers aren't at their best this morning. So I apologize for that. But Jude is coming in with Hello Port Harcourt. Do stick around. You're going to have an amazing time. I can guarantee you that. My name is Ifeemi Andrew. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye for now.